Christine, we have been talking about some webinars.
Yes, we're going to be planning 3 webinars for this fall in September, October, and November, focusing on adult abuse and looking specifically at financial exploitation of seniors.
Okay. These webinars come out of a partnership conversation in a way, but it starts with the Comprehensive Plan for Older Adult Ministries. So a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, last year, the General Board of Discipleship came out with their piece that they talked about as a problem that they are focusing on is increasing financial exploitation of seniors. And so we heard that from the national level. Then I went to a meeting that the governor hosted on adult abuse, and it was the topic of conversation there also. So it seemed like something that the state was interested in, that the church was interested in. And so I started talking with a woman from the state government who said she would be really happy to partner with the church and get the word out.
And so the church in general became the Iowa United Methodist Experience in particular.
That's correct. She said she had been trying to work with various churches and had not really had any success. So she was really happy when I asked her if the United Methodist Church could kind of be her jumping off point with trying to reach clergy and others in the state with the information.
Great. Now you talked about 3 webinars, September, October, and November.
Mm-hmm.
Dates to be determined.
Correct.
But information to be posted on our annual conference website.
That's right. Once we have the dates, she has to clear a number of people's calendars so that they can participate. And once she gets those, we'll have those available on the website.
Now, you spoke a little bit earlier about some of the focus for those webinars.
Yes. So some of the things, the first 2 will be focusing on kind of the elephant in the room, this elder abuse, financial exploitation. They're going to be looking at things like impact and results, becoming aware of the warning signs and risk factors, why it occurs, why there are barriers to reporting that, and perpetrators, who they are, and their tools. And unfortunately, we're finding that most of the perpetrators are family members. So that's one of the things we're going to be talking to about, tips on communicating with potential victims. We're also going to be talking about whether or not clergy are mandatory reporters in the state of Iowa. So the first 2 will be kind of a continuation. Those will be parts 1 and part 2, because there's so much information to cover on that. Then the 3rd session will be the legal aspects of aging and substitute decision making. So we'll be looking at things like determining if someone is competent, their capacity, talking about powers of attorney for healthcare decisions, guardianships, and those types of things.
Now, this seems to be running in a complementary track with some new resources that are being developed through the United Methodist Church, the Safe Sanctuaries program.
Correct. At our last meeting in Nashville with the General Board of Discipleship, Joy Melton, who is an attorney and also a clergywoman from Atlanta, had written the Safe Sanctuaries book for churches for children and youth. And she has now completed another one called The Church Responds to Abuse, Neglect, and Exploitation of Older Adults. And so what we would like to see eventually is churches putting in place paperwork and policies to prevent exploitation of adults.
All right. Sounds like an interesting program that we'll look forward to hearing more information about as we move past the annual conference session. And again, the information will be posted on the conference website.
That's correct.
And one more thing about these webinars. These are designed for people to be able to look individually in their own home settings rather than having to go to a specific gathering location.
Correct. If you want to wear your pajamas and sit in front of your computer and watch, that's fine. We just want to get the information out, and we thought this would be an easy way to do it, that people would, you know, have time to just not have to go someplace. They could sit down at their own computer and tune in to what's being said.
And the benefit of these webinars includes having them posted online after the fact.
That's correct. They will be online and available on the state's website, and we'll make that information available too so that they know where to go to find them. If they miss one or two, they can always go back and find them on the state's website.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.